Okay, Madam Chair.
Good evening. The Piscataway Township Planning Board reorganization meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Mr. Barlow, would you read the open public meeting notice, please?
Thank you. In keeping with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines on virtual meetings, we're going forward in this online platform. The appropriate notices have been sent out, and it's appropriate for the board to proceed in this fashion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Ms. Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Reverend Kenny?
Here.
Mr. Foster? I don't believe he was able to get on. And Chairwoman Smith?
Here.
Mr. Atkins.
Mr. Atkins.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I had my old sheet from last year for the reorg. Sorry, Alex.
Sorry. Okay. The flag is over my shoulder. Would we all please recite the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Turn this meeting over to the mayor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a nomination for chair. We have a very able and capable individual who currently is the chair and hopefully will be the chair for 2023. I'd like to nominate Brenda Smith.
I'll second that, Madam Chair, Mayor.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders? Oh, sorry. Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
And Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Madam Chair, congratulations, Madam Chair, again for 2023.
Thank you, Mayor. I appreciate your vote of confidence.
Thank you. And I'd like to make an offer for a vice chair. I'd like to offer Reverend Kenny.
I second that.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, I'd like to nominate Carol Saunders to be Secretary of the Board for 2023.
Madam Chair, I will second that.
Thank you.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, if I may, I'd like to nominate for the 2023 Board Attorney, Tom Barlow.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll second that.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And Madam Chair, I'd like to nominate for our planner for 2023, Ron Reinerstein. Stein. I think it's somewhere along there.
That's okay. I'm smiling right now, so I'm good.
Did we get a second?
Madam Chair, I will.
Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Okay.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
And Madam Chair, I'd like to nominate for recording secretary / clerk, Laura Buckley.
Second.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, number 11 on the reorg committee appointments.
Committee appointments, Mayor? Or should I do that? Well.
Madam Chair, that's in your purview.
Well, the site committee, I appoint Reverend Kenny and myself. We've been doing that for a while, and I think that's working well. Mm-hmm. I need a Board of Education. I have to recuse myself from that. So did we have someone serving in that capacity last year?
I thought it was Reverend Kenny last year.
Reverend Kenny, I so appoint you again this year. Economic Division Development Commission. Who served in that capacity?
I believe it was Ms. Corcoran.
I think it was me.
Okay, Ms. Corcoran. Mm-hmm. And Environmental Committee Person. Mayor, who was
that? I thought it was Dawn Corcoran. I thought
you again,
I'll take Dawn. It.
Okay. Oh, you don't.
I not.
Okay. Thank you. Can we have a roll call? Do we need a roll call in those appointments?
Oh, I think they're the purview of the chair.
Okay, then.
Yes, I don't believe we need a vote for that.
Then I need a motion for an adjournment.
So moved.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposers have the same privilege. And hearing none, this meeting is the reorganization meeting is adjourned.
Happy 2023.
Okay.
Okay.
You ready?
You're up again, Madam Chair.
The Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. May we have the open public meeting notice, please, Mr. Barlow.
We're still in conformity with the Department of Community Affairs guidelines on virtual meetings. I would note that the applicants have noticed for the Zoom hearing in their notices, and it's appropriate to go forward in this matter, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Madam Buckley, would you please call the roll?
Mayor Waller.
Present.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Here.
Ms. Corcoran.
Here.
Reverend Kenny.
Here.
Mr. Atkins.
Here.
And Madam Chair.
Here. The American flag is over my shoulder. Can we all proceed to recite the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We now have the swearing in of the professionals.
Ron, if you could raise your right hand. You swear the testimony you give before the board will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
So help me God. I do.
All right.
Mr. Barlow, do we have any amendments or changes to tonight's agenda?
Madam Chair, none that I'm aware of with regards to the agenda everyone is in possession of.
Okay. I will receive a motion to duly audit to pay the duly audited bills.
So moved, Madam Chair. Reverend Kenny.
Do I have a second?
Dawn Corcoran, I'll second that.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny.
Yes.
Mr. Atkins.
Yes.
And Madam Chair.
Yes. Item number 8. Adoption of resolution to memorialize action taken on December the 7th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll make that motion to adopt the resolution for Splendor Homes New Jersey, LLC.
Second, please.
I'll make a second, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller.
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of December 7th, 2022.
Offer, Madam Chair, Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Reverend
Kenny seconded. The roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 10, extension of time for item 19PB36-37V, L'Oreal USA products.
Madam Chair, this is a request by L'Oreal, who had previously been before the board and received preliminary and final site plan and bulk variances for their site. They are requesting a extension of time. By law, they are entitled to up to 3 1-year extensions. This is their first request for an extension. So if it's the board's pleasure, to give them the 1-year extension, if there'd be a motion and a second and all in favor, and then at the next meeting we could adopt a resolution granting them the 1-year extension.
Do I have a motion to grant this extension from anyone on the board?
Reverend Madam Kenny? Chair, sorry, I'll second that, Reverend Kenny.
Okay, can we have a roll call?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay.
All right, thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Finkelstein.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good evening.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Item number 11, 22PB25/26, Vias and Victory, Yes Pack Incorporated. Preliminary and final site plan. Mr. Lanfrit?
I don't see him on the Zoom.
I do not either.
Which is very unusual for Mr. Lanfrit.
James Stahl, you didn't use the link. Let me make him a panelist. Hold on one moment.
All right. My phone.
Oh, you used the link. All right.
Could we perhaps do
any second now?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe his professionals are on.
Okay. I send them all the link. We just have to hit the link. All right.
Jim Stahl, I'm here.
We see you.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Mr. Stahl.
I'm sorry that Dawn probably did this on purpose, so she didn't have to have me in the meeting.
You don't have to tell on me.
All right, I'm sorry for the confusion. Jim Stahl, STAHL, the firm is Boris Golden, Foley, Vignola, Hyman, Stahl, and we represent Yes Pack. Peter and I are alter egos. Unfortunately, Peter is having some retina surgery, so he could not be on this evening. But I'm fully familiar and he's fine. And my witness, the sole witness I intend to produce is Mr. Scott Turner, who is already on. Dawn or Laura, do we have jurisdiction with respect to my notices?
Yes, Mr. Stahl.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Laura. I'll just very briefly, because I don't like to waste the board's time. This is an application. It's indicated that it's a preliminary and final site plan approval. We could also call it amended approval. There was an approval previously obtained, and now we're seeking to put a 5,000 square foot addition. And that addition is for one thing and one thing only, and that's for a piece of equipment that cannot be housed in the existing structure. There will be no further employees added to the role. And I will now have, if it's with your pleasure, I'll have Mr. Turner sworn in, and then I can ask him some preliminary questions. Before he does, I do want to indicate, I'll wait till I'm done with Scott.
Okay. Mr. Turner, if you could state your name, spell your last name, and give us your professional address.
Sure. My name is Scott Turner, T-U-R-N-E-R, and I work with Menlo Engineering Associates. The address is 261 Cleveland Avenue, Highland Park, 08904.
Okay, if you raise your right hand, you swear the testimony you give before the board will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Stahl, your witness.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow. And Mr. Turner, you are you're a professional engineer and you're licensed in the state of New Jersey.
I am, and my license is in good standing.
Thank you. You knew my next question. And have you appeared before the Piscataway Township Zoning Board and Planning Board on prior occasions?
On many occasions, yes.
All right. Madam Chair and Mr. Barlow, I'd request that Mr. Turner be a qualified and expert in the field of engineering.
His credentials are fine. He's accepted to testify before the board.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam.
Scott, I don't want to say very briefly. Let's get it done, you and I. Please testify, advise the board as to A, my traditional questions. A, what is the present site exist of? A, and B, what is our proposal, including the variance requests?
Sure. So, Laura, I don't know if you'd like me to share the screen. I have an exhibit I can put up, or if you'd rather do it. I don't know if you want to.
No, you could do it, Scott. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. So, can everybody see the screen I just put up?
Mr. Turner, Mr. Stahl, just real quick, is this part of the application, or is this something that you've changed or altered or highlighted or in some way?
Yes, this is an altered exhibit that we prepared specifically for this meeting.
Okay, so we'll just we'll call that A1 site plan exhibit 11023. Okay.
Correct. Yes, and it was prepared by my office. It's a very basic rendering, black and white. Centennial Avenue is up on the top of the sheet, running parallel lengthwise. North is, for the purposes of this meeting, we'll consider to be straight up. And the only thing really highlighted on this plan is the tan color, which is the extent of the what is the site plan application this evening, which is for a 3,000 square foot building addition. This property was the subject of a site plan application back in 2019 for a building addition that has been since installed, and I believe they're up and operating with a CO. There were other major site plan improvements associated with that building addition, including parking, some new loading spaces, significant landscaping, lighting improvements, et cetera. So what had happened between 2019 and 2022, which is when that construction basically completed, is they now have the need for a new piece of equipment. It's a large printing deck. And what they determined, unfortunately, is that they cannot get this piece of equipment inside the existing building. There's just no way to get that in. They can't take this piece of equipment apart. They can't fit it in any of the doors. So that's why we're in front of you this evening for a what I believe is considered a minor site plan application for this 3,000 square foot building addition. The building is going to be located within this existing grassed island that's on what I'll call the westerly side of the building itself. There are loading docks located to the south, and there's a couple of loading docks located to the north, and sandwiched in between there will be this 3,000 square foot building addition. The building addition will jut out from the existing building 30 feet, and then lengthwise will be 100 feet long. And the only single door on this addition will be on the southerly side of this building addition, and it will be a rollout door. The building height on this building is 20 feet tall. It is significantly lower in height than the two-story addition that's located at the rear, which is the closest to the residence. So this new addition will be adequately screened and buffered. You will not be able to see the new addition. And as Mr. Stahl pointed out, the only reason why this addition is needed is to house this new piece of equipment. There is no need for any additional employees. There won't be any employees generated with the addition. It's simply for the piece of mechanical equipment. The building coverage on the property will go from 35.6% to 37% with the addition, still well under the permitted within the LI5 zoning district of 50%. We have no change to anything else on the property. All the existing parking, the loading, the infrastructure will remain as is. The right in, right out driveway off of Centennial Avenue will remain as is. we're really able to sandwich this thing right inside this grass area. We do have to take out a handful of trees that are located in the grass island. We are supplementing the removal of those trees by adding some additional landscape buffer plantings in the rear buffer, as well as some landscape plantings up in the what I'll call the northwest corner of the property. We've gotten staff reports that we will, of course, agree to address all of their comments. We have two variances required for this particular application. The first one is for front yard setback, where we have 75.5 feet, which is the from the front building addition that was part of the prior application to Centennial Avenue. 80 feet is required. This application does not aggravate or change that condition, so that's an existing nonconformity. And the second is for the number of parking spaces. So the number of parking spaces with the additional 3,000 square feet is 185 spaces, and provided on the site existing is 31. So there was a parking variance previously granted with the original application back in 2019. We still obviously need that parking variance, but again, with the idea behind not having an increase in employee count, there is no significant impact with respect to the granting of that variance, in my opinion. Other than that, there really, yes.
Yes, so the need for the additional parking on staff reports is the result of the addition of 5,000 square foot addition, and not based upon any additional use of the property by employees. Is that correct?
Correct, yes, it's 3,000 square foot, not 5,000. The addition is 3,000 square feet. Yes, that is correct though, Mr. Stahl.
All right, and I'm just gonna go through the report before the board questions you. The applicant certainly agrees to the affordable housing obligations. That's number one on a report dated November 21, 2022 from Henry Hinterstein, revised on January 11, 2023. With regard to number two, there's a number two that calls for a right-of-way. Mr. Barlow, I have in my possession, I'll probably send it to you, an easement that was obtained in 2019 as part of the original approval. I think that covers this item. I will get it to you and we can make this a condition still of the resolution if approved. And if we need any further rights of way or easement, we will provide it to you. But I believe this covers it from 2019.
Excuse me, Ms. Corcoran, yes. Do you want to address that?
I was just going to say, Mr. Stahl, if you could please copy me on that email to Mr. Barlow. This way I can share that with our engineering department. We realize that your client has already installed the MUP. It appears that we do have that easement, but again, I just need to get confirmation from our engineering department that no additional right-of-way is needed or necessary.
Well, do you want me to send you a copy, Dawn, or do you already have one?
I do not have a copy, Mr. Stahl, so if you could also copy me on that email, that would be great.
I'll get it to you tomorrow.
Perfect.
With regard to number four on the staff memo, of course, the applicant will eliminating dead or missing landscaping as part of the completed building addition. We will provide the board staff with the cut for the lighting fixture and the wall mounted fixtures as required. And we will provide either a letter of exemption or Middlesex County Planning Board approval. Item number six on the staff memorandum. Scott, before I transfer you to the board for interrogation, is there anything that you or I have missed that you want to advise the board?
No, I'll just get on the record, though. We do have other staff reports. We have a planner's report from Mr. Reinertsen, dated November 21st, 2022. We do agree to all of the conditions within that staff report as well. There's nothing really in there that I don't believe needs to be discussed unless someone believes otherwise. We have a public works letter with no comments. We have a township fire prevention with an approval, and that is dated October 28, 2022. And then we have a fire commissioner's report dated November 23rd, 2002 with no comments. So that's the extent of the staff reports.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Mr. Stahl, if I may, with regard to the staff report, there was one additional item that came up, and that was with regard to the possibility of land banking some parking.
Oh, yes. We have that as an exhibit. Now, Mr. Barlow, that's the exhibit that we're going to produce has not been previously forwarded to the board, although I think we sent it to Dawn, but
that's fine, Mr. Stahl. If Mr. Turner wants to put it up, as we'll mark it as A2.
Scott, do you have that exhibit, please?
I do.
And we'll just call it the parking exhibit.
It's called Land Bank Parking Exhibit, January 10, 2023, YesPAC, and that will be A2 on our exhibit list. All right, Scott, you want to identify it further and describe what it is?
Sure. So it's another black and white exhibit prepared by my office. And what you'll see on this is three areas that are dark gray shading. And what we've done is we basically identified three additional areas for some land bank parking. So we have a total of 21 land bank parking spaces that are shown on this parking exhibit that could be reserved if they are needed in the future. I have been out to the site on a number of occasions. The times that I have been out there, I have not seen the parking lot to at capacity. So I have not been notified or made aware that there is a parking issue on the property, but we can nonetheless provide 21 land bank parking spaces relatively easily on the site.
Thank you, Scott.
Mr. Turner, did you say 21?
Correct, 21 spaces.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I give you Mr. Turner for any questions.
You're muted, Mrs. Chairwoman Seth. If you want to unshare your screen, Mr. Turner.
Sure, I can do that.
Board members, you have heard the testimony of this witness. Do you have any other questions that you'd like to him to respond to?
Madam Chair, I think Mr. Turner answered probably all the questions I was about to ask. And if I missed it, I apologize. Do we know what kind of equipment is being stored in there or a piece of machinery?
It's called a manipulation aid. I can't really specify the exact details, but it's a printing deck machine. So that's the type of piece of equipment. It's a large rectangular piece of equipment. The building was sized to fit just that piece of equipment and really nothing else other than to be able to get around it for maintenance purposes and use. But that's really what it is. It's a printing deck.
Thank you. That's all for me, Madam Chair.
Any other questions of this witness from the board? Ms. Buckley, would you check to see if there's any questions from the public, please?
Anyone in the public, if you have any questions, please use your bottom screen and raise your hand and we will allow you to speak. No one, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. Is there any summary that you'd like to make, Mr. Stahl, or should we just go as the
Madam board? Chair, I try not to make summaries and listen to myself talk. This board has had an opportunity to hear, and I know they're a very conscientious board, so I have nothing further.
Thank you very much. You've heard the testimony that has been presented by this application. What's your pleasure?
Madam Chair, this is Councilwoman Cahill. I'll make a motion to grant the variance for application 22PB-2526V. Provided that, again, with the granting of this variance, that the applicant abides by all of the staff report, which Mr. Turner has said that the applicant will.
Ms. Councilwoman Cahill, just for completeness, the variance and the preliminary and final site plan, correct?
Yes, thank you. Sorry. Right.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second that motion.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster? He's on. He's muted.
he there for the entire presentation, Laura?
Yeah, he came in just as it started. So he's been on, but I don't think he could unmute. Chairperson Smith.
Yes. Okay.
Approved.
So the motion, the request has been approved. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, board, and be safe and be well. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Item number 12, extension of time for number 21PB32/33 Victor, Vizan Victor, Shantalal Patel and Dexabin Patel.
Madam Chair, Mr. Arch is also here. This was a client of his that he had previously obtained subdivision approval, and it's taking more time than Mr. Arch anticipated to perfect the subdivision. And he's made a request that the board grant additional time for them to perfect the subdivision. He and I had discussed it. I think he indicated they he could get it done within 90 days. Mr. Arch can speak for himself if he would like some more time. Just want to make sure he can get it done.
Yes, good evening. We originally had requested a year extension just because that is what is permitted. But I think that I'm confident that we can get this completed. I think the 90 days is more than enough time to get the deed perfected. I will indicate the deed's already drafted. It's been executed by my clients. It's in the township's possession. I believe it just needs to be counter-executed and then recorded. And there were a couple post-compliance matters that were holding up that the recording of that. I haven't, unfortunately, been able to get confirmation from my client that all those post-compliance matters have been completed because my client's in India currently, but he should be coming back shortly. And I'm confident that we'll be able to get everything wrapped up within hopefully that 90 days.
Does anyone have any objections to the granting of this request? Hearing no objections, Mr. Barlow?
If there be a motion to grant a 90-day extension and a second, and if everyone's in favor of that, I can prepare a resolution for the next meeting.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Glenn Corcoran, I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
Mr. Foster is still on mute. Madam Chair?
Yes. 3 month. 3 month extension granted.
Thank you so much.
Will it be put back on for next week for you to do a resolution, Mr. Barlow?
Yes, Madam Chair, I'll have a resolution for the February meeting.
Okay, thank you. Item number 13, 22PB22/23 Vizan Victor Grand Home Investments LLC, bulk variance and minor subdivision. Mr. Arch?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. My name is Tim Arch, attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here representing Grand Home Investments, LLC. At the outset, I have to say the House of Representatives should take note of the efficiency of your nominating and appointing. So good job on that. We're here tonight seeking a minor subdivision approval and some bulk variances for a property located at it's 149 Stratton Street South, which is block 3901, lot 83.01 in the R10 zone. We're looking to subdivide the property. The property currently, and if I can, I'm just going to share my screen real quick while I talk so you have something better to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Get out of the way. There we go. And Mr. Barlow, I will mark this as first of all, can everybody see the picture that's on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Barlow, I'll mark this as A1. This is basically just a Google image of the property currently. There is, if you look at that house that's on the right, that is the existing home that is on the lot. And then this other structure that is over to the left is an accessory structure that's on the property. It's not actually a separate house or another lot. That's an accessory structure. I think it's a large garage. We're proposing, when we subdivide that lot, to demolish that accessory structure and create two lots, lot 83.02 and 83.03. The variances that we're requesting is for lot 83.02, which I'm going to call the new lot because that's where a new home is proposed to be built on. That is going to require relief because it will have a 75-foot frontage and width. But as you'll hear from our expert, Mr. Fletcher, it has more than enough depth. It has, I think, over 200 feet of lot depth. For the other lot, we're keeping that existing house that's on there. And there's some existing nonconformities with that house that are carrying over into the new lot. So there is, again, for lot dimensions, there's going to be a 75-foot lot width and a 75-foot lot frontage. But then there is a 17.7-foot front yard setback from fourth place and a 21.2-foot front yard setback from Stratton Street South. It's a corner lot, so it has two frontages. Those are existing variances. We're not changing those, but those are that's relief that we're seeking that's existing. There's also a 10-foot side yard, or sorry, a 9.5-foot side yard setback, actually technically 9.55-foot side yard setback variance that we're requesting, where 10 is required, so very minor in that sense. And then we are proposing a new detached garage to service the existing home. And just again, because of the nature of the lot being a corner lot and having two frontages, it is set 35.5 feet back from, I believe it's Stratton Street South, which, because that's technically a front yard setback, we would normally have to have a 60-foot. But again, when you're sort of assessing the house, that's really more akin to a side yard setback as opposed to a front yard setback. I do have a couple reports. I have Ms. Corcoran's variance report, which is what I actually was just reading from. Thank you very much, Ms. Corcoran. I have Mr. Hinterstein's staff report, which was revised January 11th, 2023. And I have a CME staff report that is dated December 16th, 2022. I will cut to the chase. We agree to comply with all of the comments in the reports, just to make that clear on the record. I do only have one planned witness tonight, which would be Mr. Paul Fletcher. I do have Amir Motiwala, who is the applicant, who is present. So if there's any direct questions for him tonight, he can certainly be sworn in, as well as I have our architect here, who is Andrew Pod Berinsniak, who is also available for any direct questions. Although, again, I only plan on offering Mr. Fletcher. I think that would be sufficient. But if you have any specific questions for them, they're available as well. That's all I have before I call Mr. Fletcher, unless there's any other preliminary questions of me.
Mr. Arch, one thing. There is also a report from the Director of Public Works dated December 9th, 2022. And his comment is to install a sanitary sewer cleanout at the front property line for the proposed single family dwelling. I presume that the applicant would agree to that.
I'll confirm with the client, but I believe so. That's been a request in the past that we've always agreed to. I'll defer to Mr. Fletcher if that's something that he thinks there's any concern with agreeing to, but I think we can certainly comply with that. Thank you, Mr. Barlow.
Nope. And Madam Chair, if I may jump in on along that line, there should also be a check valve installed in that area. Just for the board members to know, the Department of Public Works has been installing check valves for the sanitary sewer line out there. My advice is that they need to get the check valve that the Department of Public Works is installing. It's a heavy duty check valve. So I would make that a condition of the approval, knowing that what's going on out there right now.
Mr. Arch?
We have no objection to complying with whatever conditions DPW requires.
Okay. You can call your witness.
My first witness tonight is Mr. Paul Fletcher.
I see Mr. Fletcher. Mr. Fletcher, Can you state your name, spell your last name, and give us your professional address, please?
Yes, it's Paul J. Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R. My address is 54 West Pond Road, Hope Lawn, New Jersey.
Mr. Fletcher, I think you've been accepted in front of
the board. Can I swear him in first, Tim?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Mr. Fletcher, if you raise your right hand, you swear the testimony you give before the board will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you God?
Yes, I do.
You're a witness, Mr. Arch.
Thank you, Mr. Barlow. Mr. Fletcher, you've been accepted in front of this board on numerous occasions before, and your license status is the same as it was then. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm a licensed professional engineer and planner.
Do I have to go through Mr. Fletcher's CV at all, or can he be accepted as an expert in both civil engineering and...
I'd at least like to you to give his education background for the record.
Sorry, Mr. Fletcher, if you could, please, for the record.
Certainly. I graduated from the University of Toronto with a Bachelor of Applied Science degree. I was licensed in New Jersey as a professional engineer about 35 years ago. I started Fletcher Engineering a little over 30 years ago. I'm the sole principal. I've been adopted or accepted as an expert, certainly in Piscataway, Woodbridge, Edison, Perth Amboy, numerous other boards, planning boards and Board of Adjustments.
Thank you, Mr. Arch. That covers the record, please.
Thank you. Mr. Fletcher, I'm going to, the floor is yours. Just let me know if you need me to share any exhibits, but take it away.
Okay. Yes, I would concur that the professionals' reports, we will comply with all the requested information. The clean out, absolutely, that's actually an oversight on our part by not showing a clean out. We know it's necessary, and the applicant will agree to a check valve. One of the questions in the CME report was, to identify whether the new home has a cellar or a basement, cellar being more than half below grade, a basement being more than half above grade. I've crunched the numbers, and indeed, the lowest level on the proposed house is a cellar. The applicant proposes to subdivide the property basically in half, the frontage on Fourth Place. We initially looked at subdividing it along Stratton Street, and on paper, on the tax map paper, that looks like the preferred alternative because we would have two fully conforming lots with regards to lot frontage and depth. However, the property is impacted by the stream that cuts across the back, and there's a flood hazard area that we've identified, and that eliminates the possibility of building a home further towards the rear of the property or towards the stream. So that we decided to seek a variance for lot widths and lot frontages and have the properties face Fourth Place. We think it's a better planning alternative. Applicant proposes to, as I mentioned, subdivide the property in half, construct a new two-car garage to service the existing home. Existing home will stay. The new five-bedroom single-family dwelling constructed on the newly created lot. Just to reiterate, the variance is required for both lots, lot frontage and lot width is required. 75 feet is proposed where 100 feet is required. There are two existing non-conformities for the existing house, lot 83.03. The lot frontage, or sorry, the front setback on Fourth Place is an existing condition of 17.7. Front from Staten Street South, 21.2. Both of those are existing. And there's one, what I believe, de minimis variance for side yard setback, 9.55 versus the 10 required for the existing home. And lastly, accessory structure front setback required is 60. We're proposing 35.5. There were comments about the garages needing to be a minimum clear depth inside the building of 20 feet. The proposed house has that dimensions on the architectural plans, We will enlarge the proposed detached garage slightly to ensure that it has the 20-foot required. I believe that the board can grant these variances both under a C2 and a C1 criteria. With regards to the C1 hardship, as I mentioned, the existence of the stream and the flood hazard area does not allow a subdivision to create two fully conforming lots. With regard to C2, we're eliminating a very large accessory structure. It does not meet front yard setback. It's only at about 1 foot versus the 60 foot required. And the side yard setback is about 5 feet versus the 10 foot required. So we're eliminating those existing nonconformities totally. Frankly, it's not particularly a good looking structure. So I think the aesthetics of the neighborhood will be greatly improved by removing that and adding a new home. I also point out that the lot areas are in excess of 16,000 square feet where 10,000 is required. I did bring an exhibit that I'd like to show to the board. And Tim, if you could probably share the screen with that.
Yep, just give me 1 second. And Mr. Barlow will mark this as, oh, there it is. We'll mark this as A2. And let me zoom out a little bit.
Tim, what do you want to call it? Is it the existing lot map?
Neighborhood analysis.
Okay.
I think well, everybody...
This is a copy of the Piscataway tax map. The subject property is highlighted in blue. There's two red circles. There are the 200 and 300 foot radii. And within the 200 feet, there's a total of 19 properties. Of those, eight are non-conforming. I've highlighted those in orange. They vary from 75 by 150, 169. There's a couple that are about 94, other 97. So they're not conforming to the zone. They're existing single family lots developed. I didn't include the property that's the park or is an exempt small lot for exempt owned by the township of Piscataway. Within the 300 foot, oh, by the way, the eight non-conforming, that represents 42% of the total. Within the 300 foot, there's a total of 27 lots. Of those, 10 are non-conforming, that's 37%. So I show this to the board to show that what we're suggesting, the subdivision of two lots that lack the required setback, or sorry, required lot width and lot frontage, it's not inconsistent with this the existing neighborhood pattern of development. And for that reason, I don't believe it'll be have any negative effects to the zone plan or the master plan. And I think these variances can be granted based on the proofs I've just mentioned. And I think it'll be an asset to this neighborhood of Piscataway.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher. I don't have any other direct questions for Mr. Fletcher, so I'll present him for questioning from the board.
Board members, you've heard the testimony of Mr. Fletcher. Do you have any questions of this witness?
I do, Madam Chair. I just want to make sure, I know he said at the grade of the new home will just have a cellar in it, but I want to make sure that there's a restriction that it can't stall it in a toilet in the basement.
I certainly, I'll just ask Mr. Motawala if he has any issues with that. I don't think we're proposing any bathroom structures in the basement.
Well, I know, Mr. Archer, you may not be proposing it now, but people have a habit of putting things in without letting the building department know.
No, I completely understand that. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't showing it and that I was agreeing to it if we were showing it.
Yeah, and given the fact that a high water content level in that area, it would behoove whoever the new homeowners are that that doesn't happen. So,
Mr. Archer, will you agree to that as a condition of approval, or do you want to swear in Mr. Matawala so he can agree to it on the record?
I'm fine agreeing to it. I see no objection from Mr. Motawala, and he's more than capable of unmuting and voicing his objection to me, and then we can swear him in if he does object. But I think we're all good. I also saw our architect shake his head, I believe. So I think we're all good.
Okay.
Any other questions of Mr. Fletcher? Okay.
Madam Chair, I'm not too familiar with this area. Is that in the older section of Piscataway? Am I right, Mayor?
No, Reverend Kennedy, this is the Possum Town area of Piscataway.
Oh, it's Possum Town area. Town Road. Okay, all right. Because I'm not too familiar with that street. I got the map home, but is there sidewalks in that area too?
Not at the moment. There will be when they start these two houses.
Okay, because I don't have any paperwork on that in regards to
it. What I observed when I walked the site, Reverend Kennedy.
Okay.
Yeah, I can, but as the mayor pointed out, it was going to be sidewalks starting.
Well, that answers my question. That was my next question. Thank you.
Yes, we're more than happy to put in the sidewalks. They are not there currently. There's also a handicap ramp that we are agreeing to put in as well, as well as some easements and such on Mr. Hinterstein's report. Right.
Thank you, Tim.
Any other questions from the board? Okay, it's now now open to the public for any questioning. Ms. Buckley, would you check and see if there's any indication from the public that they want to ask this witness questions?
You're muted, Laura.
Oh, I thought I hit the button. No one's raising their hands, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Close to the public. You may proceed, Mr. Arch.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have no other witnesses planned unless there were any direct questions. So I would just ask generally of the board if they feel the need that that our architect or our applicant be sworn in. And here.
Members of the board. Mr. Reinstein, do you have any questions?
No, I think they've answered them. Mr. Fletcher knows about my letters by now. Wanted the numbers to add up.
Ms. Cochran, are you all right?
I think they were thorough.
Ms. Cochran, do you have any questions?
I do not. They agreed to all of the items in the reports. So no questions on my side.
Then do I hear a motion?
Madam Chair, Torin Corcoran, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the application subject to the staff reports. Also subject to the applicant installing a check valve, and they must work in conjunction with the Department of Public Works for that, installing a clean out and that there be no bathroom installed in the basement.
Second, do I have a second?
Atkins, I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Atkins?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a happy new year.
You too.
Thank you.
I believe we've completed our agenda for tonight.
Yep. Motion to adjourn.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn. keeping in mind that our next site plan meeting is January 25th and our next planning board meeting will be February the 8th, as a reminder.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night. Good night. Stay safe.
Enjoy your upcoming Martin Luther King Day weekend.
Absolutely.
You also. Bye-bye.